We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody, 88.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to the book of James, chapter 2, verse 14. James chapter 2, verse 14. Recorded are these words. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. James 2 and 14 says, in essence, what does your works say about your faith? What does your works say about your faith? James raises the issue of faith to the believers because it is such a pertinent part of the life of a believer. Faith, that is a reality in connecting the natural realm with the supernatural realm. Faith is the ability to communicate with God on a spiritual level. Faith is necessary to receive from God the blessings that he transfers from heaven to earth. Faith is that conduit. It is that channel. It is that way by which God operates in spiritual matters. And James raises this question because there are Christians who are talking faith, but not walking faith. Talking is the mere speaking those things that sound like faith, but there are no actual works produced or manifested by that faith. And so he makes it clear, because one of the things that believers must understand is the word has a lot to say about faith. First of all, if you start with forming faith, it's found in Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now that word coming can be translated, so then faith is formed by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So then faith is shaped by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So then faith is molded by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it's a forming shape. It's where forth is faith is conceived and comes forth, but it is not yet a faith that is productive. It just tells you how it starts off and how faith begins. But then if you move on, there is a formula faith, or faith on formula, found in Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to believe, to please God. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when you find out about the formula faith, it is a progressive faith beyond forming faith, but it's made clear that if you don't have it in the developmental stages, constantly moving and growing, then you will never please God in your Christian walk. And a whole lot of us are pretty much hung up at the formula faith. We're still babes sucking on the formula, haven't moved beyond that too much. And then Mark 5:34 shows us founded faith. Founded faith. For you remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood, who had gone from doctor to doctor to see what she could be, see what could be done for her healing, and she could not. And then she heard about Jesus, and listen, she began to speak, "If I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." She kept saying that, speaking it by faith. But then she put feet to her faith and began to do what she said. And she touched him, and the Bible says immediately Jesus felt the virtue leave out of his body. And immediately that woman was healed. And verse 34 of that fifth chapter, Mark says, "And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." So the founded faith means that this kind of faith lays the foundation for your miracle. It lays the foundation, the groundwork for your blessings. It lays the groundwork for God to do whatever he said he would do for you in his word. So that's founded work of faith. But when you understand that James talks about finished faith, and that's in the 18th verse of the second chapter of James, where he makes clear, he says, a man may say he hath faith and have not works. He says, listen, if you have faith, he says, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. And so he's making clear that once you have finished your faith, your works now stand as a testimony to your finished faith. In other words, you no longer need faith to do that thing. That thing has already been done. It's complete. It's finished. It's final. That's something to put in the record books. And that's, amen, history. That's where believers need to progress to, finished faith. So you can say, listen, you can tell my faith, look at what I've done. I've done this, I've done that, I've done the other. And your works speak for you. What does your work say about your faith? Look again at James 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith? Yes, and have not works, can faith save him? It is suggested that this question or these questions are formed in the Greek for a negative response. In other words, what doth it profit, though a man say he has faith and have nothing to back up that faith? Does it profit anything? The answer is nothing. It profits nothing. And then it says, can he be saved by faith? The answer is no. Now, what I love about it is the new English translation says, can this kind of faith save him? Y'all catch that on your way home. See, because we are saved by faith through grace. But this kind of faith is not the faith he's talking about. And so therefore, this kind of faith has to do with works that confirm it, works that complete it. And so you got to understand, when he's talking about this kind of faith, it is evidenced only by works that make it clear that faith was the founding reality that brought this work to fruition. Then he moves on, verse 15. He says, if a brother or sister. Now notice here, he's not talking about worldly people. He's talking about Christian people, church people, people of faith. He says, if a brother or sister, not a man or a woman, be naked and destitute of daily food. Verse 16 says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful for the body. What doth it profit? He said, a whole lot of us can talk that holy religious talk. Depart in peace. Now keep in mind, these are folk you fellowship with. These are folk who have fallen on hard times, bad times, bad things have happened to good people, and they're in a rough place in their lives, and you see them have need, but instead of you doing what you can do, you start talking that old spiritual talk that supposedly mean you have faith when it really means you're being phony. Because why do I need faith when I got food to feed you? Why do I need faith when I've got clothes to clothe you? In other words, I don't need faith until you don't have it and I don't have it, and together we put our faith together and believe God for it. But if I got it in my storehouse and you don't have it, then all I got to do is go in my storehouse and bless you. You don't need faith for what you can see. You don't need faith for what you have. You need faith for those things that are not manifested. And so he literally throws a unwelcomed look at the faith talkers who won't walk the faith. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food. Verse 16. And one of you say unto them, depart in peace. How can I depart in peace? When I'm watching you with more than enough to spare, and we serve the same God, worship in the same house, lift up holy hands together, give God praise for his goodness, and you know I have need, and I know that you've got what God would have you share with me, and yet you be so spiritual as to tell me, depart in peace. Listen at the words, be warmed and filled. What you make me want to do is cuss you out. I know some of y'all are holier than thou. I'm sorry, but James is like, I just can't get with this. You know you can help. something's wrong with that. Your God, something's wrong with your God that won't touch your heart and help you do the right thing. And nobody telling you to give me all you got, but you can give me something. Help me a little bit. You might not be able to feed me for a month, but can you do it for a day? And so he says, notwithstanding, you do not those things which are needful for the body. Here's the question. What doth it profit? And the answer is nothing. That brother and sister came naked and hungry. Listen. And left there naked, hungry, now and disturbed. Because even the old winos on the corner, when one wino ain't got nothing left in his bottle, he'll take a swig and pass it on to the other wino, get him a little bit. But here we are, big Christians, and we can't even share our resources, our abundance, our extra, our land. Yeah.
That's right, John.
So when you begin to realize James deals with this issue in a very different way, he's not taking a holier than thou perspective. He's taking a real perspective and making it clear before the believer. And then look at what he says, verse 17. Even so faith, even so faith. If a man does not have works, that faith is dead. Here's why. Being alone. Wow. James says, listen, talking faith talk sounds good. But when it's by itself, it doesn't profit anything. That's like having a hot dog and no bun. Peanut butter, no. Yeah. I mean, you don't necessarily have to have them things together, but when they come together and should be together, then you keep them together. It's saying that one does not function properly without the other. It takes the other to make the one complete. And so you got to understand that you can't say you have faith and do not join your faith with actions. Your faith must be activated by your works. That's what the believer must come to understand. Listen, if you're going to be what God wants you to be, do what God wants you to do, you're going to have to do more than just talk faith. There should be some evidence. There should be some manifestation of that stuff that you say you have. You ought to be able to point to some proof at some time in your life that your faith is working. And the way you can tell that your faith is working is that you've got works to point to. You've got some believers who've been on the battlefield a long time and can't point to any works that they've done as believers. Look back over their lives and say, well, what does your faith produce? What has your faith produced? Well, I'm still believing God. Listen, there comes a point when you need to believe him and get it done. Believing him again goes back to the formula of faith, where you ain't really got it. You've got the mechanics of it, but it's not until you get the dynamics of it that it comes to fruition, which means that the work manifests itself. And the world is looking for believers to back up some of this big talk. Baby believers are looking for some of the mature believers to back up some of this talk. And so one of the things that I love about James here is James says, if you talk this faith talk, show me some works. And here's what he's literally saying. Your works will speak for you. I can tell you what degree of faith you have by looking at your works. And by the quantity of works, I can tell you how long your faith has been working. Because you got a lot to show for it. And then when you look at the quality of your work, then you can see how serious you are about your faith. All of that speaks volumes through your work. If life were to end for you today, what works could you point back to? What works could the world point back to and say, this was her works, or this was his works? And certainly you would not want some at your home-going celebration, may the works I've done speak for me. Because it'll be a silent funeral. They'll be singing, silent night. Because your works won't say nothing. There's nobody who will stand up and represent your works. And the works can be varied from one degree to the next degree, but nonetheless, they are works. And until we come to the point, to the place where our talk is more than talk, that our walk is the actual works manifested, then our faith is nothing. Because the reason for faith is to lay the foundation or the groundwork for miracles and blessings. And God wants you to know that he's given every man a measure of faith. Romans 12:3. Don't say you ain't got faith. Say you ain't developed faith. You haven't used faith. You've not operated in faith. But don't say you don't have it, because you got it. The question is, what are you putting it in? See, you can put faith in negative mode and it works more negatively for you than it does positively. Nothing never good ever happens to me. Boom. Your faith is in operation. I never win nothing. Boom. Your faith is in operation. Folk always treat me bad. Boom. Your faith is in operation. See, it works both in the negative and the positive. Wherever you place your faith and believe that, that's what you get the works of. By faith, if you really believed, you're blessed. And you're highly favored. And you operate in authority. And you are who he says you are. And you can do what he says you can do. You will be who he says you will be. When you begin to operate in the things of faith, speaking those things and walking in those things, when you start saying, I'm healed and still feel sick to your stomach, but you start getting up and acting like you are healed, you then bring forth the manifestation of that healing. Whatever it is you believe God, you've got to put some feet to your faith so that they will be manifested in the earth realm. When Jesus told the lepers, go show yourselves to the priest, they turned around and started walking. Some of them could barely move, but they did what they could. And every step got better than the last step. And they got stronger and stronger. And before you know it, they started running and leaping and jumping and shouting. because they saw the manifestation of their faith. See, when you say you have faith, you start walking in that. I'm changed. I'm a changed man. Well, start changing your ways. Start doing things differently. And watch the manifestation of those things come to pass. What does your works say about your faith? This is the word of the Lord. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, if the Lord is calling you, we would that right here, right now, you'd get out of that seat and say, Lord, I hear you and I heed you. I come. It's your time to respond to God. God's word comes to help form your faith, shape your faith, mold your faith. It's the word of God that stirs your faith, inspires your faith, increases your faith. It's the word of God. That's why the devil don't want you to hear a true word from God, because it's designed to cause you to respond in a positive way. The word of the Lord is designed to get you to respond to it in the manner and in the fashion that God desires. If there's one today, just as you are, God is calling you, why don't you come? Why don't you come?
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to Inspire, inspiring the world through the Word of God. And now, the host of Inspire, Pastor Philip R. Taylor.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inspire. So glad you can join us today. We're here today and we're just thanking God for the day. What a wonderful day it is out there. The seasons are changing, and it seems as a just beautiful, beautiful day. And it is today that the God, that Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And I can see why. Anytime that we can get up and just view and just know that God is still on our side, He's still working for us, working with us, and just blessing us on a continual basis. So it's a blessing to be just here again today. To share with you. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, dear Father, for your wonderful grace. We ask you, dear Father God, that you would just keep us in your keeping care. Dear Father God, we thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your son Jesus that he may die for us, but yet live for us.